in. X up on the live. KAKCI. Stand by. WADW. Good evening again, Jeff.
Good evening, Ron, and everybody else. And I guess not too much, like you say. Just I was really happy with the little POTA with them ham sticks. That kind of lets me be a little bit more portable, pull in, and make some contacts at some of the parks. So just the options, but they seem to work, and that's the main thing. But adding the radios definitely is a plus. So other than that, we'll say 73s, and we'll talk to everybody tomorrow night. This is KKCI. We'll be clear and back to net control. Thanks, Ron.
All right, Jeff, and you were talking about hamstick. It just jogged my memory here. One of the other guys, Tom in the group, in the Saginaw group, sent me a text of a link. If you remember last year or so, MFJ closed shop. Well, they had also purchased several other brands during the time they were in business, and they are selling two of those brands to a company in Indiana. So Cushcraft antenna and high gain antennas have been sold. They are transferring the property, the name, all of the manufacturing equipment to this company in Indiana. And so they will take over developing and manufacturing Cushcraft and high gain antennas. They are going down to Mississippi, where the MFJ facilities were, to pick up the manufacturing equipment and everything else and driving it back. It said it will take a couple of weeks to haul all the things from Mississippi up to Indiana. They purchased a new building in a small town close to where their normal facility is, and they will be setting up operation for those two brands in that other building. So that's good news in that regard, that at least some of the brands, the Cushcraft and the high-gain antennas, will continue on.